Hello and welcome to what will surely go down as a very award-winning version of the award-winning gutter. And that's because I'm joined by giants of the speculation game. Stu Riot, Andy Bell, and Joshy Sexton.
Yes.
There's a little in-joke there, which they can wonder what it was about. It's not very good, but there it was. This show is one of our managerial gutter edition special thingy shows. But now there is only one show in town, and it is our soon-to-be, it's got to be, new manager, Ruben Hamori. Ruben Hamori? Would you like to have a go at saying Ruben Amorim? Ruben Hamori? I've been in Portugal all week, so I know.
I'm the authority on this.
Aren't we on mates' terms yet? Can't we call him Rubes?
The big Rubes.
Ami.
Rimmo.
The Rimster. The Rimmeister General. Okay. To business on that bombshell. Sorry, you, Ant, as you lowered the tone.
As always.
What we like to do in the gutters, you said, we like to bring people down to our level and then mash their heads or something. The Portuguese media, over the course of the past week, have been acting like they're very certain that the Rubster is LFC bound. The speculation became so rife, the range of reports coming emanating from Portugal, Andy, became so sort of broad that the local patch journalists seemed to compel themselves to have to get some sort of response on this, lest they get caught napping on it, I suppose. They've evidently approached LFC because all manner of the local patch lads have said that senior LFC sources say no contract has been offered or agreement reached for Ruben Hamori. But how are you reading the seemingly contrary set of missives coming out?
Yeah, I think it's very clear that Amorim's our first choice, and that's the one that we want. That's one that we want to go for. As you say, like, everything sort of broke, and you know, you get Twitter notifications because the new Twitter algorithm sort of throws these people you don't follow onto your feed, and you don't really know who to believe and who's a good source and who's not. And but the Portuguese media sort of seem very certain on it. And yeah, the first one I saw was James Pearce, who came out and sort of said, you know, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like they're still doing their due diligence on other candidates.
That's right.
And you know, so I don't think by any stretch it's a done deal. I don't think anything official's agreed, whether there's a gentlemanly agreement in place or a sort of without anyone making any contact, everyone sort of knows that this is going to happen. But when they say due diligence, that to me seems like we're set on this fella. We're just going to make absolutely sure that there's not a gem out there that could be better.